The Jerusalem Youth Chorus teamed up with the Keystone State Boy Choir and the Pennsylvania Girl Choir to put on a sold-out show Sunday night at the Kimmel Center. It's clear the three groups admire each other for their musical prowess, but a larger lesson was in the works for the two Philadelphia-based groups. The Jerusalem Chorus, which is made up of Christian, Jewish, and Muslim teenagers, both Israeli and Palestinian, pairs each of its rehearsals with dialogue exercises to help the teens talk about prejudices, social issues, and conflict in the Middle East. Micah Hendler, the group's founder and director, says music holds everyone together during those tough conversations.
Really, the music creates the safe space and feeling of community and feeling of working together for something, that we're all on the same team, that then you can challenge and be real with each other and really get at some hard issues, and people cry, people scream, people walk out of the room. But it's within the context of, but at the end of the day, we're all going to come back together and be friends because we have this concert or we have this recording.
One of the singers, Yara Mokari, says starting and ending each rehearsal with music is refuge for the teens who confront conflict daily.
So it's like after having a hard dialogue and communicating and trying to say what we want, but not hurting each other, and it's so complicated. And singing is like it's an escape.
The Jerusalem Youth Chorus spent an evening with the two Philadelphia groups teaching them how to apply their dialogue exercises to race issues in the United States. In the basement of a church in Chestnut Hill, the three choruses huddled in groups to talk about everything from the recent shooting in Charleston to the use of slurs in everyday conversation. Eva Whitaker of the Pennsylvania Girl Choir says what she learned will definitely apply to her life.
Trying to take the way that they look at their social issues and like get that perspective from them and put it into our own issues and try to see how we can become better problem solvers and be better community members and just try to do our best to solve these problems and be the most open, flexible people we can.
Indira Joel of the Pennsylvania Girl Choir says despite the language barrier and cultural differences, the groups quickly bonded.
Just having those moments with them that was like, everybody drop everything, we're going to dance, we're going to sing, you know, and really getting into the moment with them was just, that was incredible. So much fun.
Mordecai from the Jerusalem Chorus couldn't agree more.
The music is mostly the thing that holds us together. If we won't have music, we'll probably be enemies and we won't talk, because if we don't have like a bigger thing that holds us together, we can't communicate.
For WHYY, I'm Nima Roshania.